KPX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Shiri Preston. The Israeli military warning people to evacuate northern Lebanon cities that are north of a UN-declared buffer zone, the move possibly signaling a wider war in the battle against Hezbollah militants. Meantime, those living in Beirut have nowhere to go, says ABC's Marcus Moore, who's there.
There's a humanitarian crisis that's been unfolding here. More than 1.2 million people have been forced from their homes, many of them who have not found a shelter here or have been able to find homes with their relatives in the area. They are left to sleep in the streets. We've seen many of them sleeping in cars. Others have tried to go back across the border into Syria. But this is a massive displacement of people.
Hurricane Helene killing nearly 200 people. It is now the deadliest hurricane since Katrina in 2005 in the U.S. One of Donald Trump's fiercest opponents, former Republican Congresswoman and January 6th Select Committee member Liz Cheney, will join Kamala Harris at a campaign event in northern Wisconsin today aimed at reaching moderate voters. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Democratic nominee for president visits the birthplace of the Republican Party today. Vice President Kamala Harris campaigns in Ripon. It's Harris' fifth visit to Wisconsin since her campaign began in July. Donald Trump won Fond du Lac County by more than 15,000 votes 4 years ago. Trump campaigns in Juneau on Sunday. The vice president leads Trump in Wisconsin by 4 points in the latest Marquette poll. Poll director Charles Franklin says almost 100% of Democrats back Harris.
It's possible that we're overestimating just how loyal Democrats are. But the numbers, as you can see, have been pretty consistent for the last several polls. So there's reason to take them seriously.
Meanwhile, Tammy Baldwin has a 7-point lead over Eric Hovde in the race for U.S. Senate. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home. Alliant Energy is sending 60 Wisconsin employees to Virginia to help another utility restore power in the aftermath of Hurricane Helene. Alliant says the crews are helping communities in Southwest Virginia. The voluntary partnership stems from an effort called the Edison Electric Institute Mutual Assistance Program. Both of the candidates for Dane County Executive are touting their experience. Melissa Agard is a state senator who's also served in the Assembly and on the Dane County Board.
We need an experienced leader to ensure that we're taking advantage of the success that we have here in our community and find sustainable, thoughtful paths forward so that we have a more just and equitable community.
Dana Pelabon is a nonprofit executive director who also served on the county board. They debated yesterday at Madison College. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell for Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is WMDX News.
He swings and drives one out towards right center. Taylor back, and it's gone! Mitchell, a two-run homer, and the Brewers have the lead. It's 5-3.
That's what it sounded like on ESPN Radio as the Brewers beat the Mets 5-3 last night. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Today will be Game 3 of the Wild Card Series between the Brewers and the Mets. Jackson Chourio hit 2 home runs, and Garrett Mitchell hit a go-ahead 2-run blast to move the Brewers in front in the win. Manager Pat Murphy said Chourio had a great night.
Yeah, that's pretty special. Yeah, pretty special. A lot of guys contributed tonight. It was, you know, again, you saw what our team's about. What they've been about all year. They didn't quit. They kept every pitch. Yeah, a lot of guys' contributions, but Chourio, oof.
First pitch tonight is after 6 p.m. If the Brewers win, they'll play the Phillies on Saturday and Sunday to start the NLDS. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 73 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 48. Tomorrow, sunny, 70. And then on Saturday, a little return to summer with sunshine at a high of 79. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 56.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
The vice presidential debate. Mike from Kenosha is on the line.
Isn't it the whole purpose of a debate to be on television for the public benefit? The narrative, questions, fact-checking, it's inconsistent at best.
You're absolutely right, Mike. Mainstream media is bailing massively by trying to both sides everything and sane wash everything.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Alexander Venman with very compelling testimony during the first Trump impeachment trial. J.R. Radcliffe with all things sports. And this shouldn't be a thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 11.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Yeah. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Because I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom ride in hell. Hey, I'ma keep on running because the winner don't quit on themselves.
Reproductive freedom is also something that got a big reaction in this room, and I saw a lot of green flags go up when Governor Walz was talking about how he wants to protect a woman's right to make her own choices. I see you reacting strongly here. You know, you heard that answer. What did you think when you heard Governor Walz say that he thought it was a woman's right to make her own choice?
I completely agree with that. Like, I feel like that should be considered common sense almost, but it isn't. It's become such a heated debate for what feels like should be a no-brainer, and he just kind of voiced that.
Oh dear. Uh-oh. This is like spotting a Sasquatch in the wild. It's a very rare Chris is Right.
Oh.
Love letter. Mm-hmm. Scott in Michigan. I love Chris's guesses. It's one of the main reasons I listen to the show.
Well.
Wow.
And I'm a Patreon supporter.
Oh.
Chris's guesses are cartoon encyclopedic. He should do an All Things Cartoons podcast. The other main reason I love the show is the fart effect, so there's that.
Oh, okay. Well,
I notice none of this has anything to do with
Stephanie Miller.
No.
You play the fart sound effects.
My new Trump impression is fantastic, which consists entirely of so, get that, Scott in Michigan. Chris, whatever.
Raised by a wild pack of Jews, here's Dana Goldberg.
Goldberg's here. Gold. Ha, ha, ha.
For one of the top five funniest lesbians in America.
Goldberg's here.
Come stick with your baby.
For a thousand years. Nothing gets better when Dana's here.
Dana Goldberg.
Good morning. I missed you all last week. I was cruising Alaska.
With I saw your photos.
Stephanie Miller fans.
I could see you from my house.
Yeah.
No, I couldn't. Hey, how about how Crooky McCrookerson is even crookier than we even thought, even those of us that marinated in it every day. Super,
yeah.
Super crooky.
Yeah.
Were you? I mean, I just was saying, I am surprised by ability to be surprised by the depth and breadth of Donald Trump's criminality. But once again,
That Jack Smith, it's damning. That indictment is damning.
Yeah. I mean, it's all, and also even them having to tap dance around this ridiculous Supreme Court immunity ruling. None of these are what do you call, official acts.
Right.
They're all obviously the private acts of a candidate, right?
Absolutely. So obviously we know this, preaching to the choir, we have to keep him out of the White House. That's the way that this gets done. That's the way that actually justice gets served, is to keep him out of the White House. If he gets in somehow, all of this is for naught. So vote. Take everyone you know with you. All gas, no brakes. Let's go.
Yeah. By the by, your co-host, by the way, Allison Gill, who came at her own expense to Phoenix Sexy Liberal to do panel and was, of course, as you know, hilarious and fantastic.
She was awesome.
She tweeted, ha, 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 Vance just said that Harris wants to censor misinformation. He just admitted it's misinformation, LOL, LOL. I mean, they're saying the private parts out loud. I was told there'd be no fact-checking. You know, I make up stories, so you'll cover it. I mean, it's all...
Actually, I don't want to offend used car salesmen because I'm sure there's a couple good ones out there. But that's what he is. He's going to sell you this lemon and convince you that there's nothing wrong with it. And then Tim Walz is going to have to fix the carburetor. Like this, we know what's happening during this debate. He's smarmy. He's calculated. He lies faster and more convincingly than Donald Trump. And I didn't think that was possible with anything. He's dangerous.
Well, you know, and you said it the whole, I was told there'd be no fact checking. You said, yeah, kind of, you know, a tell for people who are lying.
Right.
I mean, right. And you said leave it to the football coach to win the game in the fourth quarter with nothing left on the clock. I mean, Dana, I'm telling you, I keep saying that. Ignore the polls, the pundits, whatever. I mean, the big story out of the debate is, what do you call it, Walz favorability 60%, Vance 40%. You know, I get that those of us in the base wanted slash and burn. People like Minnesota Nice. He did great.
He did, and he talked about this before. He's a very humble guy. He said he was nervous. This is not where he shines, and for him to actually stand next to a professional liar and do as well as he did and beat him in the debate, because it was the key points, whether it was January 6th, abortion, health care, where Vance crumbled. He can pretend and lie as much as he wants, but you can tell he freezes when he knows that he's been caught, and then he goes, oh, I just want to focus on the future. It's so obvious. Like, Trump plays the accordion, and Vance turns into a mannequin for about 3 seconds and then starts talking again.
We've already used that here. I'm going to use that for everything I do wrong for the rest of my life. You know what? I just would like to focus on the future. Could we just focus?
Absolutely.
You retweeted our friend Ellie Mistal, who said this isn't Walz's best format, but he's hanging in there and explaining policy. Vance is very comfortable hanging in there and lying, except when he's fact-checked. I mean, that really sums up the whole debate, you know, is that... go ahead.
There's independent voters that one thing of him not being able to say that Donald Trump lost the election, I don't know why it took that. I mean, listen, whatever it's going to take for a quote-unquote independent voter...
Yeah.
Then I'll take it. You know what I mean? Like, if you were really undecided at this point, I've got a couple thoughts about that. But if it took him saying on national TV, just actually not saying anything about Donald Trump winning or losing the election, if that's what it took for you, great.
Yeah.
Great. At least we got it.
Yeah. Here's some more from the post-debate interviews.
President Biden and Vice President Harris put forward one of the strongest and most conservative, actually, immigration bills in recent history. And Donald Trump killed that bill. Did that ring true? You're up here. Let me just come up here with you real quick. You're nodding your head. Yes. Hi, what's your name?
James.
Why was that something, James, that resonated with
you? It is true. Congress has power for these immigration policies, and it just keeps getting pushed back between presidency to presidency, which Congress does have power in these situations. It's really just forming a demonization of immigrants, which is such an issue. We see a lot of violence against immigrant communities. These are not illegal people. They come here undocumented for whatever reason there is, and it's just causing more harm than anything.
I mean it got cartoonish how he blamed immigrants for everything. Right. I mean, even how about the guns? Like, you know, about guns in school. He's like, well, it's the border. You know, these Mexican guns. You're like, wait, what?
What?
Well, he also blamed his mother's drug addiction for the drugs coming in from the border. And I'm like, your mother stole those from the hospital that were given
she
by Big Pharma. They probably had Purdue's name on them.
Yes. Yeah. And also, I mean, we just played, one of the kids getting that, how ridiculous the doors and windows thing is. You said making the doors and windows stronger makes it harder for elementary students to get out, you jackass. Mm-hmm. How about you try and do something to stop school shootings? And a lot of the younger people said that, echoed that in these, post-debate groups.
Yeah, the bullets aren't coming from the outside in.
Yeah.
If they're in the school, that's the problem. When stronger windows, it was just, and thank God the young people were like, what are you talking about? You're a moron.
I love this. You retweeted, someone said, J.D. Vance, I have a dear friend who had an abortion. Live fact check. J.D. Vance has zero known friends. You just knew it was a bull story, right? You just happen to have a friend.
How dare you?
Yeah.
How dare you, if that is true, invoke one of your friend's abortions when you know the candidate you are running with would absolutely sign a federal ban and he is proud of overturning Roe v. Wade and women are dying? Like, yeah. How dare you? Like, I just don't know why he thought that was a good idea. But apparently he wants to come off as more likable. And like I said, he instead of being disdained, he's just disgusted.
He's such a phony, though. I mean, just even his, I'm sad Amber's dead, too. Frowny face. Yeah. It's like, no, your policies killed her. Like,
right.
Oh, I wish she were alive, too. It's like, ugh, gross. Okay. Also, I did not know this. You said New York City will soon be giving rats birth control pills to stop reproducing. There are 3 million rats in New York City, and you said 3 million and one with Rudy Giuliani. See, that's funny. That's why Dana Goldberg is one of the top 5 funniest lesbians.
That's right. Top 5. I'm right at the cusp.
You're cusping.
I loved all the people that were like, great, rats in New York have more birth control than we do. Like, they have more autonomy over their body than we do.
That's funny because it's true. All right, whenever we find something that even resembles journalism, Dana, we give out a little bowlerding award. This one to Jim Acosta. This is something that drives me crazy too, about that they just let people get away with mispronouncing Kamala's name on purpose. God. It is not hard. Look, it's on your T-shirt, Kamala. Yep. Everyone knows it's Kamala. It is not a difficult name to pronounce. And
it's a fun name to pronounce.
There you go.
Yes, thank you. But I like this. Just this 12. He shut down Corey Lewandowski because you're doing it on purpose. And no one calls Trump out. Right. It's racist. You're trying to make it sound more exotic. And Kamala. There's Kambala, whatever that other stupid thing is he said. Like, he's trying to make it seem more foreign. Barack Hussein Obama. It's that same thing, right?
Absolutely. It's just racism. It's racism and xenophobia and all of the things that they want his followers to feel, fear her. She's different. I'm actually surprised. Did you see the new New Yorker cover where it's a beautiful profile of her and it's like black and blue? And I was just waiting for Trump to be like, see, she's black, but she's turning blue. Like, when did she turn blue? Like, only part of her is black. What? Like, he's a moron.
Is the dress black or blue? Is the vice president black or blue? Okay. Here it is. 12, yeah.
We were talking, Mark.
Yes.
Additional resources were asked for from the campaign, and they were denied by this administration until this man took a bullet for this country. I think that's an epic failure, and it goes to show you the politics of the top of the administration, whether it's Mayorkas or it's Kamala or it's Joe Biden.
Yeah,
Donald
Corey,
Trump should have
saying,
additional
what is
resources.
This Kamala? What is this Kamala? It's Kamala Harris. Corey, you've been in this business a long time. I think you're a mature grown-up. It's Kamala Harris. Can you just say, can you say Kamala or you cannot say Kamala?
And then he cut off the interview after that.
Yeah, and he just said, okay, well, maybe we'll have you back.
Yeah,
see ya.
Exactly what he said.
I just, platforming these liars is just,
There was a meme that I saw that was so good, and it said, why do people keep asking Joe Biden about Trump's lies instead of asking Trump why he keeps
lying?
Thank
you. Thank you. One more.
We're going with the facts, Corey. I don't know about you, but I do want to ask you about something Trump said at a campaign stop in Milwaukee last night. He apparently confused the leaders of North Korea and Iran. Let's listen to this.
We had planned an outdoor rally, and it would have been amazing. And Washington would not get us. They said that we have to guard the United Nations, which meant the president of North Korea, who's basically trying to kill me. No. So they want to guard him, but they don't want to guard me.
Yeah, Corey, what is the former president talking about there? Why is he getting confused about that?
Well, I think the president was he meant to say the president of Iran, which is trying to kill him. We know there are credible threats against this president.
Mm-hmm. Why didn't he say that then?
Yeah, exactly.
Sane washing, right?
Right.
He does sound drugged or drunk or something. I don't. Hal Sparks says he's drinking.
He is quickly deteriorating is what's happening.
Yeah.
Very quickly. If you compare 2016 debates to the ones we're having now, it is in your face. He is mentally declining.
And where's
that's where this
Joe Biden had a cold
from.
For the debate. Well, where's the media on the really? He won't do another debate. His campaign won't let him sit down with 60 Minutes. They clearly know they're I mean, even Fox, as you were saying, cuts away from his rallies. Like it's just I feel like there's so many like elephants in the room.
Right.
You know, and this latest filing is the latest that we're pretending like we don't know what a giant crook he is.
Right.
He's obviously guilty in this January 6th thing, and they just...
Absolutely. It's maddening. It's maddening, and I hope it eventually, when he keeps doing this to the press, they'll finally realize, okay, he might be our cash cow, but every time he backs out of something like this, it makes them look bad. Whether they like it or not, it makes him look bad, but it also makes them look bad, and maybe they'll start stop giving him a platform.
Yeah, Lara Trump suggested he's just joking when he insults the intelligence of Harris and her running mate Tim Walz. Lara Trump said, well, obviously, he's just kind of joking around there with the crowd when he's...
No.
A joke is supposed to be funny.
Yeah, it's supposed to be funny. And he's not. He's just mean. Nobody thinks it's a joke. What does he say? He says she's mentally impaired. Kamala was born that way. She's a very dumb person. Is there any joke? Dana, you're a professional. Is there a joke in there?
No.
He called Walz a total moron. He said she's a dumb person. There's no joke.
It's pure projection. That's all it is pure projection. Mary Trump said the cruelty is the point. The man is cruel. There's no goodness in him.
Yeah.
No goodness in him.
Yep.
I don't care what his grandchildren say.
She said he has not a single redeeming quality.
Nope.
I mean, 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile. The world needs change. Oh, God. Every time he needs to change his diapers, I need to, you know, change mine because it's a lot. Excuse me.
Pardon me.
I'm sorry. I don't have a button to turn it off. I don't mean to be rude. There it is. Yeah. I'm the one that doesn't work. Okay. Hey, Credo Mobile. They're the nation's only progressive phone company. You get everything you need.
Yeah.
You get the good, the woozy, warm fuzzy feeling that you're doing good. They're donating over $95 million to, you name it, Transgender Law Center, Reproductive Freedom for All, Friends of the Earth, on and on. All of our favorite causes. Join Credo Mobile, you get all you want. Great reliable network, competitive deals, good deals on new phones, and friendly customer service. And you make a change in the world.
Aww.
You. Don't wait on the world to change. It's you. I know you. I know you. Switching is so easy. Bring your phone. Bring your number. And let's go. CredoMobile.com. Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25 at CredoMobile.com or call us at 877-346-0516.
Yeah, the whole thing seems a little twisted to me.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This fall, stay cozy with Cozy Earth, where luxury meets comfort and every product turns your home into a sanctuary. After a busy day, your 5 to 9 should be all about relaxation. Cozy Earth helps you embrace that calm. Let me tell you about my favorite products. First, the bamboo sheet set made from 100% premium viscose from bamboo. They're incredibly soft and breathable, helping you sleep cooler. They get even softer with every wash, come with a 10-year warranty. And for cozy nights in, the women's bamboo pajama set is a must. This lightweight stretch knit design drapes beautifully, sleeps cooler than cotton, keeps you just the right temperature all night. It is like wrapping yourself in luxury. What sets Cozy Earth apart? The commitment to quality, from responsibly sourced materials to innovative fabrics that won't pill or wear down, plus that 10-year warranty says it all. Ready to wrap yourself in luxury this fall? Go to CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. Use the code Stephanie for up to 40% off. CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. If you get that post-purchase survey, say you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller. Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply, or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on WMDX, sponsored by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Side or online at verlo.com.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
She is performing in Wisconsin early next month down in Baraboo. Charo, what is the secret? Is it the music? Is it the dancing? Are your shows what keep you young?
Yes, I will never get old while music is alive.
Yeah.
You got to move it, move it. I have ants in my pants. I had to move.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Red for Women.
Steffi.
They call me her. They call me
Stephanie Miller.
That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name. They call me
her. Yeah. What? Hello, Ting. Hello, Ting. Both of you. Ting squared.
Uh-huh.
This portion of the show brought to you by CB Distillery. No?
No.
No. We're all right. Well, you know what? I just love it anyway. Hi, Dana.
God, I'm sitting here. Sorry.
We never do that at this time of day. Hi, Dana Goldberg.
Good morning.
DG Comedy everywhere. That's how you find her on all the socials. Chris, who said there's no room for compromise when it comes to a woman's individual freedom? I support abortion rights free from any intervention or pressure from the government.
Penelope Pitstop.
No, Melania Trump. Who said individual freedom is a fundamental principle I safeguard? Without a doubt, there's no room for compromise when it comes to this essential right that all women possess from birth, individual freedom. What does my body, my choice really mean? Who said that?
Dick Dastardly.
No, that would be Melania Trump.
Oh.
Wait, what? She's
ready to make a run for it. She's speaking, talking about freedom, just saying.
Oh, my God. I'm sort of shocked. This isn't from her book?
Yes. She was. That's actually on video.
She does write about it in her book too. Yeah.
Oh, huh. Be best if
I wouldn't be surprised
best if someone was
a couple.
Is in prison.
I'm sure she's like, give me one heir, and then everything else we're getting rid of.
Yeah.
Don't you love that she's probably rooting for him to go to prison more than any of us?
She just wants to be free.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay, let's go to you out of there, Dennis in Chicago. You're on with Dana.
Oh, good morning. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Two things. I'm really perplexed about the daily news about the polls and how they change day by day. One day, Kamala's ahead in all the battleground states. And the next day, no, Trump is. This morning, Trump is ahead or leading in these battleground states.
I haven't seen any polls showing Trump ahead. No. I haven't seen any polls showing Trump ahead. He's like up one point or something. He's up one point in Georgia.
This morning at MSN.
Kamala's ahead in all the swing states except Georgia, where it's essentially tied. Trump is up by one point.
Okay, well, that's good. But there does seem to be some contradiction. But one poll is good.
I know. You know what? Dennis, get off the poly coaster. Just vote, register, make sure you're... This is what I love, Dana, is real action. We were talking about Georgia, how many people have registered or checked their registration or re-registered since Kamala got into the race. You know, people who haven't voted in a long time. So
I know the numbers are up, and people, I think, that have never voted, the communities, when, you know, they're getting... A lot of people are getting Native American communities to teach them how to register to vote. I know we're going to break, but people are going to come out in numbers.
Yep. That's right. More Dana Goldberg next.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 45 pets displaced by Hurricane Helene are now in animal shelters around Wisconsin. The Humane Society's Lisa Bernard says the idea is to open up space in affected areas to handle local pets lost and reunite them with their owners. The Humane Society will make an announcement when the animals here are up for adoption. As many as 82 Wisconsin projects tied to clean energy could qualify for tax incentives under the Inflation Reduction Act. Emily Pritzko of the Wisconsin Building Trades Council says they'll offer good jobs.
Excellent pay, flexibility, and we are rising to meet that.
Wind turbine technicians and solar installers are the fastest growing occupations in the U.S., but union leaders say not enough people are aware those jobs are in the pipeline. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home. Bail is increased to $1 million for a man accused of killing his wife in Dodge County. Zachariah Rash was in court this week. He's accused of first-degree homicide and hiding a corpse in the death of Crystal Rash in June. Her body has never been found, but bones and a tooth were found at a burn site at Rash's property in Clyman. He faces life in prison if he's convicted. He's due back in court November 5th. The makers of Monopoly are looking for Madison businesses and nonprofits to be a part of a special edition of the popular board game. Madison will be the first Wisconsin city to get its own version of Monopoly. Developers are taking suggestions about which businesses, nonprofits, and landmarks should appear on the game. They're keen on places that have credibility, community engagement, and have been around a long time. Monopoly Madison Edition will also have customized community chest and chance cards. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell for Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is WMDX News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Calmer winds today with a slice of warmth reaching the low 70s. More and more clouds build in tonight, becoming mostly cloudy with a few spotty sprinkles possible while we're sleeping. Otherwise, tomorrow, bright and beautiful. A ton of sunshine and highs cooler in the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 59 degrees.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality certified pros at Angie.com.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, it's our Popcorn Pick of the Week, brought to you by Poppin' Z's Popcorn. And I'm joined by Milwaukee filmmaker Ezekiel Drews and Festival Theater's Jesse March.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
about the vice president being in office for all these years and not being able to make the change was the allegation from J.D. Vance. You said to me, I've been to high school civics class. Why did you say that?
Because if anybody took high school civics class, they'd know what the vice president can do and what the vice president can do. I want to make a quick point. Neither candidate on that stage talked about what executive action they're going to take on day one to do what they want, nor were they asked, because they know that they can't. That's not how the vice presidency works. They don't get to do what you want. You do what the president delegates you to do.
Yep. Kids are all right. I think the kids are all right, don't you think?
I think so.
I do indeed.
It was kind of, again, like cartoonish how he blamed Kamala Harris for everything.
Also, one of the things that came out of his mouth when he was talking about this, he said, well, you know, why didn't Trump do anything? And he said, well, because you have to have a Congress that's doing their job for the presidency to work. J.D. Vance has missed all of the Senate votes since he became the nominee, including the IVF vote. And before that, he missed one-fifth of the votes even before he became the nominee. He's a horrible senator. He would make an even worse vice president.
Yeah. No, I mean, there were other colleagues of his were interviewed, and they're like, I don't really know. We'll never really see him. We don't. I mean, he's done nothing. Right. And you're right, even before he was the nominee. These Republicans, we were just in Durham, North Carolina, and as if Mark Robinson could get any more horrible,
he's
candidate
awful.
For governor. But so he blew off, speaking of not showing up for votes, he blew off an emergency declaration vote for his own state as the hurricane barreled toward the East Coast. He was the long council of to vote for North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper's request to declare a state of emergency last week. Robinson, despite blowing off the emergency declaration vote, has been attacking Cooper on the campaign trail for not doing more to help residents in his state. They are just shameless.
Yeah,
they really are. Luckily, even his own colleagues are calling him out on that and saying this is not the time, you know, because it's not. This happened before the storm even hit. Roy Cooper was asking for things to bypass some of the red tape that goes on in the state, and he's the only vote that did not come through.
Yeah.
And it was over email. You didn't even have to show up.
Yeah. So Karl Rove says J.D. Vance's performance is not going to move the needle for the Trump campaign. It's not going to affect the polls. He said the first debate where Trump was widely seen in the polls and observers to have lost, it didn't affect the polls. The vice presidential debate is not going to affect the polls either. Presidential debates and vice presidential debates do not tend to affect things, particularly vice presidential debates. But if anything, it's helped Walz and Harris, right? I mean, his favorability has gone through the roof, and you know, we're 20 points higher than J.D. Vance. And I think that's – and also I think that great ad they got out of it, because the whole moment – where you said the coach won it in the fourth quarter was, you know, getting him on the record about whether Trump lost in 2020, right?
And that is the last thing, and you know this, even in comedy shows, everything we do, people enjoy the first 45, 55, 65 minutes, but it's that last 5 minutes you leave them with that they are going to remember. And it was damning that he wasn't able to answer that question about January 6th. So I'm glad he got it at the end. You know, in Walz, it's not his best platform, and he knows that, and he still showed up and he kicked his butt, and it was a beautiful thing to watch.
Yeah. That being said, please God, let Donald Trump take more of Kellyanne Conway's horrible advice.
Oh my God.
Right? Because she's like, no, you should debate again. You should do it again. It's real good what you did. Tell the story about the rabbits again.
Oh my God.
He does seem drunk.
He sounds
or drunk or
something's not right. Something is not right.
Are you going to let that be the last word of presidential debates of this season, end of your career, or are you going to want one more?
So I'd rather debate. I'd rather have another one. The problem is we're so far down the line. And also, I had a 3-on-1 debate last time. So I debated, and I must say CNN was very fair. And then I had the other debate, and ABC was totally crooked.
The other bait.
Oh, he's such a whiny little bitch. I can't stand the whining anymore. Did you see he threatened to sue David Muir?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, he's just so ridiculous. And he apparently is still stewing that Brett Baer and Britt Hume said he lost the first debate. Mm-hmm. Oh, he's just such a whiny little sore loser. Okay, here's some more with Conway.
So why not have another?
Because they agreed that they weren't going to do it.
Yeah, do it.
No, but here's the thing. And I like debating. And I thought I did a great job. I thought that was one of my best debates.
But it
gets spun and spun. It's so crooked. I thought it was one of my best debates. And they said I'm the goat of debates. I think I've done really well in debates.
Oh, my God.
Rosie O'Donnell, ask her. Mm-hmm. Ask a lot of other people, too, that are lying in the dust. But what happened is ABC totally violated their agreement.
No, they didn't.
No, they didn't.
No. Ask Rosie O'Donnell? Okay, I think we will. Let's see if we can get Rosie.
I'll DM her on Twitter.
Donald Trump is literally starting to sound like a bad impression of Donald Trump.
Yes!
Like, Yeah. I'm like, oh, my God.
Even Conway acknowledged Harris was one for one. That, I mean, obviously won the debate, but I'm like, okay, yeah, talk him into it. Here we go.
And this guy, like, was debating me.
But why let that be the last word, then?
Because number one, we're winning.
Do it.
Number two, it's very late in the process. You know, the people are voting already. I would like to do another debate.
No, sure
I'd like
would.
To do more than one
would you?
Debate.
No.
The problem is it's late. They turned down the Fox debate. And don't forget, I had two debates. I had to beat Biden.
That one was early.
And then I had to beat her. And the one with her was very late, too.
Huh? Okay, he doesn't
sound
people
right.
know he's completely full of it? Debates are always in October.
Yeah.
The debates he did in 16 and 20 were in October.
Right.
Or at the same time frame.
Right.
It's not late.
It's his salesman technique.
Yeah. Yeah.
You will believe anything he says.
It is interesting listening to Kellyanne Conway go in so hard after him of like, are you really going to let them do this to you? You're like, whose team is she on right now?
I know.
Like,
maybe she is on our team.
Claudia, maybe Claudia is actually going to her. I don't know. Maybe George is
maybe George has pulled her
sense into her.
Back to the line.
Maybe the divorce was fake.
Ooh.
Maybe they just want the reality show. Ooh.
All right. One more.
I feel like you can pitch. You can bat.
Yes.
And people just want to hear. I think that last 5% that is decisive but elusive right now maybe wants to see the two of you together.
Well,
look,
part
some people
of the
said she brought her best game. I think she brought her only game.
Part of the problem is this: CNN wants to do the debate, and it's CNN like was very fair, and they got killed because they were fair. And Biden was out of the race because of that. You know, if we didn't have that debate, he'd be running now instead of her. And honestly, I think he's actually better than her, which is a pretty bad thing to say, but he's better than her. But CNN will go out of their way. They'll do what ABC did, where they'll have, you know, 3-1 or 5-1 or whatever.
Oh,
it
my
is.
God. Okay.
So
right.
I don't think you can get a fair shake.
All right.
Shake.
Here, let me just do that.
I would love
it's the
have.
Same thing. The impression is basically poopy diaper, baby cry, poopy diaper, baby cry.
It's rigged and it's stacked, Stephanie.
Rigged.
Stacked.
Okay. Oh, Dana, there's only a month left.
Thank the baby Jesus.
It's a teenage,
well, we
teenage
say that,
baby
and, then...
and adult Jesus.
Yeah, there's 1 month till the election, and then the effery is going to come in.
Yeah,
flying. So
it's
just know that we've got 1 month to vote, and then we're going to have a long time before we find out what's going on because it's going to be a lot. So
I am
buckle in, everyone.
Mainly,
and just know there are people doing their jobs.
It's like breaking up with a narcissist. It never ends.
Trust me, I know. Dana, I am concerned about pre-election, you know, Marie, as well. Nearly 50,000 dock workers from Maine to Texas went on strike early Tuesday morning, sending the alcohol industry into a panic as brands scramble to prevent looming.
I know,
so
that's
we
the
cannot
problem.
Run out of booze now.
No, you're not.
That's the problem.
This is getting serious now.
It's like Patton Oswalt said, you're going to see a lot of people chucking their chips into the ocean and being like, I'll see you in 4 years.
I mean, we were saying this Longshoreman Union president is a Trump buddy, you know,
yeah.
And it's, you know, he just said, this port will never open up again. I'm not playing, you know, and again, I love that. This is actually Claire McCaskill had an interesting thought. She was noted Trump's entanglement with Teamster boss Sean O'Brien, who spoke at the RNC and refused to endorse Harris, which led to a revolt among some local chapters who would subsequently endorse Harris. So Claire said, if Trump tries to take the side of big business and the shippers, he's got a whole bunch of rank and file guys in unions that are going to remain loyal to him. But if he comes out against the workers and said the government should stop the workers' ability to bargain, it's going to cause him real trouble. And the reason that the Teamsters are speaking up is because the Teamster leader's in trouble. He's in big trouble because he didn't endorse Harris, and he's got all these locals abandoning the national, which is unprecedented. In my time in politics, I've never seen locals abandon the national like they have the Teamsters. So this is messy. And complicated. You know, I have to hope, what's the law? Unintended consequences.
That's right.
That, you know, all of these people are trying to help Trump win the election, and I just am not, I'm not sure how, obviously Netanyahu, I mean, there's so many players that don't have, I think, America's interests at heart that are trying to help Trump, don't you think?
I 100% agree with you. I think more than ever that we need to show them that they can't control this. They can't control the elections. They can't control this country. And we've got to get out and vote. We need to help people get registered while they still can before the deadlines are over. We need to make sure it's clear that they know if they walk in and they're not on the polls, they can get a ballot there in a lot of states. We just need to educate people on the rules around this election so that no voter walks out of a poll and goes, it's too hard. It's
right.
Just too hard.
Right. We should take a page from Kamala Harris. She recently told a host, I eat no for breakfast, when asked what it means to be the first black woman as president.
I love that. She's not talking about that, any of this historic stuff. She's not making it a point of her campaign. She's not talking about how she should be the first female, the first black female, none of that. She is campaigning to be the president of the United States, and she is leaving gender and her race out of it. Other people are invoking it. She's not.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Speaking of people trying to help Trump, Elon Musk, I just love this whole myth of he or Trump as being these great businessmen. Elon Musk paid $44 billion for Twitter. Major investment firm says it's now worth less than $10 billion. I'm not much of a businesswoman, Dana.
It's not
but
good.
That's just not good. Not good.
Not good.
Right. Thank you, Moody's Analytics. Fidelity Investments slashed the value of its stake in Twitter. They initially invested before Musk's takeover at a nearly 79% reduction in value. Since his purchase for $44 billion, the platform has the revenue has plummeted by 50%. The financial toll on ex-investors has been staggering. The eight largest investors in the platform have collectively lost $24 billion in value since Musk took it over. And meanwhile, here he is. He just claimed electing Trump is the only way to save the country from the tyranny of Democrats and illegal migrants. Mm-hmm. He claimed that Kamala Harris would naturalize enough non-citizens to turn the U.S. into a one-party state. Democracy is over if Trump is not elected to a second term. He said very few Americans realize if Trump is not elected, this will be the last election. Far from a threat to democracy, he's the only way to save it. I mean, I have never seen such gaslighting and such up is down and down is up, right?
That's why he purchased the app in the first place. And he didn't put his money up. You know he was bankrolled probably by the Saudis and everyone else that came in. So to say that it's only worth $10 billion, this is why this whole deal happened, for him to take this and to use it to try and get Trump in. So he's making money on the back end. So the only people that are losing are the investors of the little people that are invested in this app that have now lost a ton of money because this guy wants to subvert democracy. That's the only
reason
this is happening.
I'm going to dead name it like he does his trans trial. So it'll always be Twitter to me. Yeah. Twitter.
Always be Twitter.
Twitter. Okay. Speaking of which, oh my God, have you seen the new movie where Kathy Bates and Susan Sarandon play a lesbian couple and they have a trans child? Oh my God, it's fantastic. It's on Amazon Prime, I think.
What is it called?
What?
On Netflix.
I forget. No? Is it Netflix?
No. Will and Harper on Netflix with Will Ferrell and his.
Oh, Will and Harper.
That looks great.
Okay. Now, when I went to the premiere in Los Angeles. When I tell you need to watch this documentary, there's a scene in it that I wish the Harris campaign would get permission to take and play it in ads all over the country. It's a scene in a Trump bar, and it gives you a little bit of hope for America. But for those of you that, actually, everyone should watch this. It's just about kindness and learning.
Yeah,
and
I wanna
Will
see
Ferrell.
It.
Yeah, they're incredible.
I can't wait. Okay, I have enough insomnia to cover almost every movie that is out
now
currently.
Just have the Kleenex next to you. I think I cried three times in the movie in public. Watching it at home.
Speaking of trans issues, have I mentioned that pretty much all Republicans are awful at this
point?
They
are. Yeah.
So Representative Nancy Mace, Republican of South Carolina, put out the wrong statement on Hurricane Helene Monday, instead sending out an email on childhood genital mutilation.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Representative Nancy Mace's statement on Hurricane Helene, read the email. It was devoid of any mention of the hurricane. Instead, it talked about her introducing the childhood genital something, which would ban transition surgeries, blah.
Children don't have those surgeries.
No, children don't.
No, they don't. You know who is having those surgeries? Parents are making intersex children have those surgeries.
Yes.
Over 200,000 a year in the United States are deciding what sex their child is when they come out because they have intersex organs. Right. Yeah. So that those are the kids that are being mutilated against their will, because obviously they're not old enough to make a decision, and that as they get older, all kinds of complications yep. are happening. It's yeah. not with trans kids.
Yeah, thank you. All right, 49 minutes after the hour, this portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by CB Distillery. Ooh, ah.
Uh-huh.
Those are the names of their new products.
I know.
Ah.
I can't wait to try.
CB. Ooh, no more pain.
Nope.
Okay. I'm not... on it right now.
No, you're.
I'm just happy. It helps you with calm, with happy, with all that stuff we're going to need. You're going to need a little chill for the next month, aren't we?
Yep.
CB Distillery's targeted formulations made from the highest quality, clean ingredients, a real game changer. No fluff, no fillers, no just pure effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. A lot of people report more calm, less pain after physical activity. That's me.
That's right.
I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to overdo it on the bike tomorrow. 40 miles. Up to Skirball Center. That's like 1,500 feet of climbing. I'm going to scrub my back. I'm telling you right now.
You're going
to
overcompensate because you didn't do it the last 2 weeks.
Yes. Just saying, because I got my enabler. I got my CB Distillery salve. I'm just telling you. 90% say they sleep better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern, make the change. Go to CBDistillery.com. It's the source we trust. We have a 20% discount to get you started. CBDistillery.com. The code is Stephanie for 20% off. CBDistillery.com. Type in Stephanie.
I think you are filth. I think you are scum.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Do you love food but feel like it doesn't love you back? Maybe you've noticed an increase in gas, bloating, and digestion lately. Are you worried the only solution is to make big changes to your diet? What if there's an easier way? With Just Thrive Probiotic, you can finally break through from the cycle of discomfort and take back control. Just Thrive's breakthrough formula is clinically proven to help you beat digestive issues. And Just Thrive's award-winning formula has 1,000 times better survivability. You can sprinkle it into any food or drink, or it comes in gummies, too. To learn more about this groundbreaking company, don't miss the special episode podcast with Tina, the founder of Just Thrive. Experience the Just Thrive probiotic difference today and get 20% off. You heard me right, 20% off your first order at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code Stephanie. I love my Just Thrive products. I take them every day. That is justthrivehealth.com with the promo code Stephanie. That's 20% off with the promo code Stephanie. Are you the type of person who tries to make good choices when they shop? Someone who thinks about how things are made and the impacts on the environment, buys organic, shops local, avoids generating lots of plastic waste, chooses fair trade, supports quality media? If you are, there is a phone company for you, Credo Mobile. Credo Mobile is America's only progressive phone company. They share your values. Every month they donate tens of thousands of dollars to progressive nonprofits that work for a better world, like Rainforest Action Network, Transgender Law Center, Reproductive Freedom for All. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you want from a phone company, the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones, friendly customer service, and much more. You get an easy, effective way to make a difference in the world. Switching so easy. Bring your current phone, your current number, go to credomobile.com. And for Stephanie Miller listeners, you can get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use that code Steph25. Credomobile.com or call 877-346-0516. That's credomobile.com. Or 877-346-0516.
I don't know about other states, but in Wisconsin, we help our neighbors and love our communities. But California mega millionaire Eric Hovde doesn't seem to get that. Maybe that's why he questioned whether children should be able to stay on their parents' insurance until they're 26. And whether people in nursing homes should be able to vote. Hovde called for raising the retirement age for hardworking Wisconsinites, and making obese people pay more for health care. And a Hovde company even spent decades trying to demolish the building housing Madison's oldest family-owned bar, something they finally did this year, shuttering a treasured neighborhood institution for good. That is not how we do things in Wisconsin. And that is why we can't let California mega millionaire Eric Hovde represent us. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
The John and Gordy Show.
You've seen the Barbie movie, so that's the original. Did you know that Johnny Cash also had a version?
I'm a Barbie girl.
Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
It is National Monte Cristo Day. It's kind of one of those sandwiches. It's like bell bottoms. You just haven't heard about it in like 40 years. But it got me thinking. What's a sandwich that's totally overrated? I'm going to go first. The Philly cheesesteak.
Really?
Yeah. And I'll tell you why. Because I'm spoiled. Because in Wisconsin, we have the brat packed with tons more taste than a Philly cheesesteak.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show. I am holding up our hero.
Are
Simply
you?
Simply Safe is my hero.
It is.
Yes.
I have to turn it on.
I had. You know what, Dana? I'm focused on the future. I don't want to hear about mistakes I made in the past, like forgetting to turn on my Simply Safe and then having a home invasion. Focused on the future. The future is turn on your Simply Safe system. That way your door sensors, your window sensors, all that stuff is working. Fast Protect monitoring, live guard protection. Simply Safe agents can act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, even see and speak to intruders to stop them in their tracks. Peace of mind, that's what it gives me.
Right?
And it's so affordable, less affordable than a lot of the security companies, like a buck a day, I'm just telling you.
Yep.
Okay. They've been named Best Home Security System by U.S. News and World Report 5 years running. Best Customer Service, so says Newsweek magazine. Protect your home 50% off a new Simply Safe system right now, plus a free indoor security camera when you sign up for Fast Protect monitoring. SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. That is SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. There's no safe like Simply Safe. Sorry to yell. Hi, Dana Goldberg. Hiya.
Hi.
Don't we love our undecided voters? What do we say? It's like, would you like the filet mignon or flaming hot gobs of Satan's vomit? I don't know. A group of undecided voters.
How is the vomit cooked?
Is it al dente?
Yeah.
Panel of undecided voters who spoke with the New York Times. We're asked to describe him in one or two words. Kind of a clown, idiot, aspiring dictator, unstable, self-centered, explosive. Nevertheless, many of those voters say they remain undecided. That's crazy. Okay. But you know what? Those are the people we needed to win, and that's what Tim Walz did. It's like, it's not those of us on the base that wanted to see, like, you know, a Rock'em Sock'em robot. We got, you know... His likability went through the roof with those people that are still persuadable, I guess, right?
Absolutely. I know for those people wanting to come in as a bulldog, it's just not who he is. And one of the reasons he has so many people behind him is this joy and kindness that exudes from him.
Yeah.
And if he were to come out as the opposite of that, I think it would have shocked some people like, oh, that's not the guy I've been following.
I mean, I love this. Fox News cuts away from J.D. Vance rally after he refuses to say Trump lost in 2020. Didn't someone else just have to pay another huge settlement, Newsmax, somebody? Right before it went to court.
Yep. Yeah.
Before they went to trial, yeah.
Reporter said, why didn't you answer the question last night during debate about who won the 2020 election? Vance said, well, look, there's a simple reason. The media is obsessed with talking about the election of 4 years. Trump is obsessed with it.
Right?
That Fox News host said, and that's Auburn Hills, Michigan. And you're watching the vice president. They're just,
yeah. I don't understand why this is happening, to be honest with you, other than him planning to not certify. Because basically what's happening is Trump in his own rallies are like, we lost by a hair. Like, just by it, we lost by a hair.
Right.
And now all of a sudden Vance is like, I'm not answering the question. It's sort of bizarre.
And by the way, I love these stories that, you know, MAGA is mad at him, thinks he sucked in the debate.
Yeah.
He went too far to the center in the debate.
Yeah,
for MAGA.
Everyone hates J.D. Vance. That's the only thing. We're not undecided on.
Someone make a T-shirt. Everyone hates J.D. Vance.
We love you, Dana Goldberg. See you tomorrow.
Bye.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, Rocker will be here with a Max Inc. preview.
And we'll have more from the world of Idiocracy.
Join us.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, and the process is 100% online. To start your free online visit, go to hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.